Before we get into the episode, this is the first episode featuring a K-pop group. If you're not into K-pop, I suggest you don't listen to this episode and wait for the next episode. Anyway, I hope the other people who are K-pop fans enjoy this episode. Anyway, let's get into it. Speaka was a vocally talented but criminally underrated girl group. After continuous struggles of breaking through the wider K-pop community, they called it a day in 2017. After just 5 years together, they will be discussing their history and where they are today. Before we begin, we have to look back. The group consists of members Kim Boa, Park Shi-yoon, Park Nam-rae, Yang Ji-won, and Kim Bo-young. In the beginning of 2012, B2M Entertainment announced they would be debuting a girl group. Their name is a reference to Speaka, the brightest star in the constellation of Virgo. On January 10, 2012, they released their first digital single, Doggedly, also translated potentially. The music sparked high interest as their fellow label mate, Lee Hyori, made their appearance. On January 31st, they will have their former debut with the mini-album titled Russian Roulette. The full-length music video was released on February 7th, with promotions for Russian Roulette beginning 2 days later on M Countdown. The lyrics of the song were later modified in order to meet NBC's broadcasting standards. The group released a repackaged extended play titled Painkiller on March 29th, performing the title track of the same name. They returned with their second EP titled Lonely on November 21st, promoting the title track of the same name. They worked again with Sweet Tooth, who also produced Russian Roulette. The group first promoted the song on Music Bank on November 23rd and held a goodbye performance on January 6th on Inkigayo. Other songs on the album are With You, written by Kim Boa, That Night, written by Kim Bo-young, and Since You're Out of My Life. And the album peaked on number 8 on the Gaon Weekly Album Chart, selling 2,113 physical copies. In the summer of 2013, Speaka was the subject of OnStar's TV show Lee Hyori and Eunhee, in which they sought and received guidance from the former Finkel member Lee Hyori. The show was shot following Lee Hyori's promotion period for Monochrome and culminated the band's comeback in August. On August 27, B2M Entertainment released a digital single Tonight, along with a music video which Lee Hyori and her husband Lee Seung-sun collaborated and produced. Tonight's lyrics are written by Boa and Lee Hyori, and the original song was written by D-Sign Music. On August 30th, Speaka had their comeback performance at Music Bank and Lee Hyori cried for them. With this single, they reached the top 10 in the Gaon Music Chart for the week of August 25th through the 31st, ranking 10th overall and 8th on the downloads chart with 102,297 downloads. On January 26, 2014, they released You Don't Love Me, a single musically and visually influenced by soul music of the 1960s. The song is a continuation of their relationship with Lee Hyori and her production team, with the lyrics co-written by Kim Boa and Lee Hyori. They also released a song for the original soundtrack of the Korean drama A Witch's Love called Witch's Diary. In August, they partnered with Billboard to release their first English language single. The single idea was produced by Oliver Goldstein, Corey Amy, and Daniel Merla. The song and its music video were released on August 6th, and the group made their US debut performance at KCON. Riot Book of the Music Times said the song takes a very Beyoncé attitude, expressing the themes of female empowerment with pop music. In November 5th, the entire group released the digital single Ghost, produced by Sweet Tooth. The music video was directed by Lee Seo-geun and features scenes of the group during the 2014 Spring/Summer Seoul Fashion Week at the Dongdaemun Design Plaza. In 2015, Park Si-yoon and Cao Liu, former Five Star member, collaborated on the sequel Webber and performed on Jung Hwa's Invitation. In March 2015, they provided the song Because of You for the Super Daddy Yo OST. In December 2015, they signed an exclusive contract with CJEM. On March 25th, they attended KCON Abu Dhabi along with other artists. In February 2016, it was reported that Speaker would release a new mini album in April 2016, but the album was delayed. Bo Young became one of the contestants on the JTBC singing competition show Girl Spirit that aims to highlight the main vocalists of lesser-known girl groups. The first episode premiered on July 19, 2016. She eventually won the competition. August 25th of 2016, Speaker made their first comeback after 2 years with the release of a digital single titled Secret Time. Following that, they held their first Japanese showcase on the 4th of December of the same year at the Tokyo Astro Hall. The showcase was a success, and they also did a cover of Utada Hikaru's Flavor of Life, especially for the showcase. They also performed in all the five members' version of their Speaker S Give Your Love. On February 6, 2017, CJEM announced that the group had disbanded and the members will be going their separate ways. On February 8, 2017, they posted a letter on Instagram confirming that they will return again in the future. So Speaker didn't gain a lot of recognition and they were extremely underrated, but they had quite a loyal fan base. So let's just hope they'll be recognized whenever they reunite in the future.
We love Fortnite to the sun. We love Fortnite to get sun. We love Fortnite for good fun. We love Fortnite to get lucky. We come too far to give up who we are. So let's raise the bar and our cups to the star. Say, we love Fortnite to the sun. We love Fortnite to get sun. We love Fortnite for good fun. We love Fortnite to get lucky. We love Fortnite to the sun. We love Fortnite to get sun. We love Fortnite for good fun. We love Fortnite to get lucky. Woo!
Okay guys, that was it for this week's episode. Word and now, Speaker really deserved better. They really deserve a whole lot of recognition. I mean, they were vocally talented. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Please follow my socials. The link is in the bio. And I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you.